Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres from our flagship station in Buffalo. This is the Paul William Belk's postgame show on the Buffalo Sabres radio network. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
And welcome back. Brian is in Sweden. We may hear from him. He was at this game today, but he can't be in two places at once, not even Brian. So, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here with Paul Hamilton. The Sabres lose to the Lightning in Stockholm 3-2. After falling down 3-1 in the third period, Sam Reinhart with his second goal to get the Sabres back within a goal. That came with 8:30 left. And there were some chances after that. There was good possession after that, but no third goal.
Yeah, they did a respectable job, I think, in the last, after they killed off the penalty. Eichel took a penalty in the offensive zone with about 5 minutes to go. They killed that off. It was pretty uneventful power play for Tampa. And Buffalo really pushed, eventually pulled the goalie. And they had control of the puck largely with the extra attacker until the first time Tampa cleared. When they finally did clear it down, Miller went down to pick it up with about 30 seconds left. And they never really got anything set up again, but the preceding minute or so was pretty strong.
Paul Hamilton with us. Paul, what'd you think?
Yeah, my first question to the coach would be, why did it take your team so long to get going? I mean, you're not tired. I mean, you haven't played since Saturday, so it's not like you're tired. I just didn't understand why there wasn't much to see first couple of minutes, and then they just went to sleep for most of the game. The sequence where Reinhart scored, where Olofsson was in there,
yeah,
that was about the time when they started waking up a little bit. That goal came for Reinhart. Of course, I didn't write it down.
11:30.
So after that, they, as Mike said, they started getting some possession. They started being inside the zone and started being dangerous there. They just couldn't push the puck across. And I mean, losing to Tampa Bay is no embarrassment. I know they've had trouble this year, but this is still a good hockey team. But I just would have liked a little more pizzazz in your game, a little more urgency, a little more intensity, except in the first few minutes and the last few minutes.
I wonder what needs to happen to the power play, Paul. They're struggling to really make any plays in the offensive zone with the man advantage, it seems to me. And even maybe more so ahead of that, even just coming through the neutral zone and establishing possession in the offensive zone seems to be tough.
Yeah, the one power play, they worked it around okay, but I don't know if they got any chances.
Right.
They just worked it around. It's like, okay, yeah, nice passing, but there was really nothing where you'd say to yourself, oh, geez, they almost missed that opportunity or anything like that. And a lot of the entries were Eichel carrying the puck in, or on the second one, Johansson carrying the puck in. Teams take that away. They would prefer Olofsson carry the puck, and sometimes they get him to carry the puck in, and he's not a gifted stick handler or puck carrier, and that's not what he's there for. But if teams prefer he do the carrying in and not Eichel, so they try to funnel the play to him to make him make the entry.
That last session where they're 6-on-5 and Eichel has the puck, they gave him time and space top of the left circle, but he couldn't find a move there. And once that puck came out, he had been on the ice for at least a minute by then, and they were just kind of stuck there. He stayed on, other guys came off, and really they were no threat.
At least he got the puck to Reinhart once, who took the puck to the net,
right,
and was like, finally. Because I say to myself many times with Reinhart, take it to the net. He did, and they got two good opportunities out of it.
Lightning 3, Sabres 2. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Paul Hamilton. We will get you some stats here, 3 stars and more, as we continue along. The Sabres playing in Sweden today and tomorrow. So we've got the rare weekday afternoon hockey game for you. Let's right now, before we go any further, give our network affiliates 10 seconds to identify themselves. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. All right, the Sabres fall to 9-7 or 9-5-2 with this loss. They were once 8-2 in their last five games. They have 7 goals and no forward other than Eichel, Reinhardt, and Skinner has scored at all. With all the power plays and everything else, they've got a couple of defenseman goals. You have to go back to Sobotka in the second period of the Ranger game for the last forward to score, not that isn't Eichel, Reinhardt, or Skinner. So we thought that might be a thing this year, you know, right. Forward scoring, depth at scoring, and yep. It is, as they've gone 5 games with only 7 goals here. A look at the core group presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Western New York, proud partner of the Buffalo Sabres. We've talked about some of the core guys here already. How about Dahlin in his first game back in Sweden today?
I didn't much care for it. I thought he struggled a little bit, maybe trying to do too much. On the power play, again, he worked it around okay, but he wasn't getting it to the open guy. And that's the thing. When you're quarterbacking the power play, you have to find the open guy. And he was basically just working it around, and it wasn't going too far.
Again, the core report brought to you by Pella. Highlight your home with a new window or door from Pella. Pella Windows and Doors of Western New York, proud partner of the Sabres. Dahlin, anything?
It is going to continue to bear watching. I think, to say the very least. It's been a very odd start to the year for him. We talked about this the other day on our regular show here in Buffalo, Paul. Like, teams are just attacking him, and I think you saw that again today, whether it's on the power play, even at 5-on-5. I think the idea now is to just – you can even see him sort of he wants to circle back and expects a guy to kind of give up on it, right? And instead, the guy is just, no, I'm going to stay right on you and wait you out. And I don't know – when he's going to find the next move to make, but he's got to find something to counteract that, because it seems like it's pretty consistent now, game to game. All the teams are straight at him.
Yeah, Pierre was watching a different game than I was watching, except when he started talking about Dahlin, he finally got hip to it. Because when they opened the game, I heard on how Dahlin was in his second year really excelling and doing great and quarterbacking the power play and turning into this player, and I might have been Keith Jones speaking, and I'm going, okay, he hasn't seen him play this year. So it was very obvious he hadn't watched
or paid him. Any attention to anybody talking
yeah.
about
them. Yeah. And then Pierre did watch him play, and by the third period was basically saying the same things.
Yeah,
was seeing the same things you're seeing.
The year started out, I mean, he was scoring, you know, points on the power play. He was piling up assists. Still only has the one goal. That was a really nice goal in Pittsburgh, right, on opening night. But he was cruising along. But as the power play has kind of dried up, his production has dipped along with it.
Well, 9 goals. I'll go one more game. 9 goals in 6 games is what I've got.
Yep. And that includes the Ranger game.
Yeah, that includes the Ranger game. And that's why they're losing. It's as simple as that. You lose 5 out of 6, you score 9 goals in 6 games, you're not going to win very many games that way. It's pretty simple.
Well, and it's been the problem for years. I mean, this team has still not been able to figure out a way to sustain offense. They have a couple of elite players, but really they just cannot. They played an excellent team, probably the best team in the NHL. Tampa Bay? I mean, one of them, at least one of them. And, you know, so for it to happen in this particular game is not that big of a story, I would say. But overall, like, that's what we've got.
Right.
And, of course, that's the whole team. That's not just your forwards when we're talking about sustaining possession. But they just cannot generate
right.
even strength offense like the good teams.
It's another goalie here that came in not really looking like himself. Right. This same thing happened last Friday. Was that Washington? Yeah, Holtby. Really shaky. The numbers were bad, and he ended up having a pretty easy night. I mean, Washington got up 4-0 in that game, and they just kind of cruised. This game, you know, Vasilevskiy had a couple of tests that just weren't enough, you know, to me. He did make some good saves. You know, the Sabres had some solid opportunities, but they just didn't come in bunches enough to me. There weren't enough second chances. And, they maybe are helping get goalies right now.
And you talk about puck luck, but the more you're around the net and the more opportunities you create and the more puck luck you're going to get. Like, Olsson just was unlucky right before the Reinhardt goal. He made the tip. He had a wide-open net there, and it didn't go right off his stick, and he was unlucky. But they wound up getting the goal anyway. But the reason they don't get more of those is because they're not around the net anymore. They were getting those in the beginning of the year.
Paul, a final thought here from you before we get to the highlights, and a thought maybe on tomorrow's game. Would you expect Carter Hutton tomorrow? I think probably, right?
I think I heard both teams are changing goaltenders tomorrow. So
that's
think
probably pretty common in these situations.
So McElhinney against Carter Hutton. I would expect to see some better intensity from this team. Otherwise, it's going to be the same result, to be quite honest with you. If you come out and are just blah against the Tampa Bay Lightning, you're coming home with two losses.
And we may not have Sobotka in there. He went out of this game with an injury in the first period.
That didn't look good. I'd be very surprised if he was playing. So your only option right now is Rodriguez. But when you get home, I'm not sure if I'm making that my only option. Now, C.J. Smith just went down for 4 to 6 weeks. But maybe I'd give Chase Thompson a try or somebody like that just see if somebody can. Or I might give a trade a try, Drew.
How about getting Pilot in there tomorrow? He's with them, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yep.
On the trip.
I'm for that. He's good. I'm for that. Put the good guys in.
They would put Gilmore in before they put Pilot in.
Put him in, too. I've got room.
I've liked Gilmore a lot.
I can find two defensemen to take out, I'm pretty sure. Thank you, Paul. Feel better.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's get to tonight's highlights. The moments of the game, to be official. Brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Tampa scored first on a fast break. Transition goal, Nikita Kucherov for 1-0.
Got it around in the wall and up on the wing, and here's a chance now for the Lightning, and they score. Tampa Bay punching that one in. Kucherov is the one to make the 0-0 deadlock go away, and the Lightning have the lead.
3:19 of the first, Kucherov from Point and Shattenkirk.
Was a really nice play by Point. The pass was elite. I mean, Kucherov, you commented during the second intermission, I think, how he did a good job, or maybe in the first, whatever. How Kucherov does a nice job to get on his forehand, maneuvering his body. That pass was saucered perfectly, landed just at the point it needed to, from Braden Point to Kucherov. It was a really nice play. Very tough play for the goalie.
On the power play, late in the first period, Alex Killorn makes it 2-0.
Cave is over there as well. Wrist the line and bump from behind, and it's scooped free and sent around on the boards. Now back to the point. Hedman holding it in. Hedman let his shot go. He scores! Hedman with a screenshot from the point, and the power play goal gives Tampa the 2-0 lead.
Killorn from Hedman and Stamkos 2-0 after one. Second period, Sam Reinhart gets the Sabres on the board.
And Eichel let it slide back to the point. On to Ristolainen, his shot, score! Ristolainen found a spot from the point, and Buffalo's back to within one, trailing 2-1.
Reinhart is great at deflections.
He really is. He's, that is something that I think you can develop. Not to say he was bad at it to begin with, but he's really become elite at that, I think, and it's a big part of his game. That one was a little further out than a lot of them are, but still, he did a great job on that play.
Yeah, I mean, that's like chest high almost, and he tips it, bouncing it off the ice through right. The goalie's legs for the first Sabre goal. 7:45 of the third period, Tampa goes back ahead by two on a goal by Gord.
Taken away by Maroon, up around, eight out in front of the net, and they score! Tampa Bay coming back, and it's tapped into the net, and the Lightning get their two-goal lead back again, up 3-1 on the goal by Maroon.
Maroon and Paquette with the assists.
May I suggest that we make that our goal of the game?
I was thinking about the next one.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the winning goal would be
okay.
The goal of the game.
Fine.
It does. I don't mean.
I don't know if I have to think about this.
Let's flip a coin.
Joe,
what do you think?
I have to think about it. I'm not sure what I want to do right now. Who the goal of the game is.
I think the Reinhart goal is a nicer goal.
I'm more used to the Bills broadcast, and I think for that stuff, they always pick the Bills stuff. Not that you need to, necessarily, right, Bulldog? What would you already said what you would do. You would go with this one.
Yeah.
All right, fine. It's Friday night.
All right.
That was the goal of the game.
It's brought to you by the Revive Spine Center. Our only goal is getting you back to you.
I like the next one more, but Sam Reinhart's seventh and second of the day from Joki Haru and Olofsson makes it interesting with 8:30 left.
Buffalo holding the puck in. It's chopped in front. Eichel on the other side. Reinhart, oh, just trickled wide of the wide open net. Back to the point. Kept into Reinhardt. He drills a shot. He scores! Sam Reinhardt is second of the day. And Buffalo is back to within one again.
That is the goal Bulldog didn't like. Reinhardt with his seventh to make it 3-2, and that is the final. Shots on goal for the game, Tampa 34, Buffalo 22. Three stars. They have those in Sweden as well.
All right. I did not see this.
Kucherov, Reinhardt, Hedman. 1, 2, 3. You ever think about the three stars anymore? When you watch a game, who will be the three stars?
When I watch a game, no. If I'm at a game, yeah. Because I'm sitting there. I often will wait to see because it's not something you see on TV anymore. So when I'm there, I might give it some thought, but not usually when I'm watching a game, no.
We are going to hear from a couple of players in just a moment as Brian, who is not here, he's over there, he's working though, and he's sending us some player interviews from the Sabres locker room. The Blue and Gold Locker Room Report delivered by Speed Global Services. Around the corner or around the world, Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. We'll hear from Ullmark. They gave Ullmark a lot of credit on TV today.
I think he deserved it. I was actually, I mean, Reinhardt had two goals, so I'm not going to quibble about the three stars. You just asked me if I ever think about them, and my answer was no. But when you started reading them, I thought, maybe Ullmark? I think he made some tremendous saves in this game, and really there were no mistakes that led to goals. I don't know what you could possibly fault him on any of the three goals. So, you know, I think he played really well.
And it's Vasilevsky in net for Tampa today. As Paul just said, he thinks both teams will have different starting goalies tomorrow. That would make sense. 1 o'clock Eastern for tomorrow's game. Here is Linus Ullmark in the locker room.
I'm not going to be happy losing the game. What was the experience like getting a chance to play a game in Sweden?
Well, the start overall and just stand there during the anthem was big for me. It was a very humbling experience. And you know, it was one of those one-of-a-kind moments that I'll always cherish for the rest of my life, at least. Sadly, we couldn't bring it home tonight. We just got to recharge our batteries for tomorrow's battle and come prepared for that and keep playing our game.
You could certainly hear the fans at certain times going back and forth on both sides, couldn't you?
Yeah, it was nice. You know, there's a lot of fans from both sides, so pretty good atmosphere out there.
How do you think you played tonight?
Tough question. Not good enough.
What did you think about the team's battle? I mean, down two goals twice, and you guys were there right till the end.
Oh, yeah, we know that we're a good team. We just got to stick with it. We can dictate these games right from the start. We just got to keep on doing what we're doing best. And I thought we did a pretty solid game, you know. We're not going to win all of them. We think that we should have been able to beat these guys tonight. You know, what's done, it's done.
Did you see the game winner, the third one that went in? I know it got swiped once in the crease, and then the second guy came in and put it in. Were you able to get over to see it at all, or was that in and that's too fast at that point?
No, I saw it all the way. You know, I'm playing out there, so I got the rebound, and I see where the rebound ends up, and that he passed it in. You know, I have pretty good tracking of the puck all the way.
Linus Ullmark on the post game. Guys, back to you.
Hey, Brian. There he is.
All right. Thank you, Brian, from Stockholm.
Some guy comes along and starts asking a question in Swedish, and Brian's like, I'm going to sign off right now.
I am hitting the eject.
I'm out. All right. We have Sam Reinhardt coming up. I mean, I've always been a Reinhardt fan. I'm liking that he's got the 7 goals this year. I mean, I think he is already proven to be an excellent player. He should be here a long time. We'll see what happens with that. They got him cheap on this contract he's on that ends this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if they want to pay him big, big money after this season because I think he'll probably expect it and deserve it.
Yeah, I would think he's going to be, I don't think he's like double digits, but he's maybe slots in somewhere behind Skinner. Like eight-ish, somewhere in that range, I think, is around the number I think I'd be looking at from the team standpoint. I don't know if he's aiming higher than that. I mean, we'll see what kind of year he has. You know, he is off to a really nice start this year. So if he puts up, you know, a lot more than normal, then maybe that could skew that.
Here is Sam Reinhardt in the Sabres locker room.
Sam, a pretty quality game for yourself here tonight. I know you want to have it in a win, but just how'd you feel out there?
Yeah, I think for a lot of the game, you know, we played the way we wanted to. I think there was just a couple instances when you know, our tempo slowed down, we were a little disconnected, you know, and that led to their opportunities. But, you know, for the most part, you know, I think when we were connected and supporting each other, you know, we create a lot of chances for ourselves.
Sam, you guys were there battle-wise coming back when you were down two, but why do you think the starts have been such an issue in recent games?
I don't know. You know, I think you're searching. I don't think it's the starts have been that bad. I think you're searching for something there.
Talk about your first goal. Obviously, it was reviewed. What did you think from your point of view?
I can't believe he. I mean, he's got a great angle. I can't believe he doesn't, you know, air it to the goal there. I don't even think it was close. You know, and you know how I felt with it.
How about the second one? Just a lot of traffic in front, and you're able to get it through.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, a result of how we wanted to play. You know, we got in on the forward check. You know, I think on both of our goals, we got in on the forward check. We won our races, won our battles. You know, we got traffic to the net.
You haven't played a lot of games lately. Did you have a sense and you were willing to know that you might have to grow into this game as you really seemed to do? It seemed as the game got longer and longer, you really did grow into it as a group.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have two teams in the exact same position. But, yeah, for sure, I think, you know, we did, you know, get ourselves into it. You know, I think there's parts of the first, you know, how that we started to play better. You know, I think we just got to be more consistent with it.
How was the atmosphere out there? What did you, now that it was, you know, for real with the game?
It was great. You know, it had that European feel to it. And, you know, I think we have a lot of Euros. We have a lot of Swedes. You know, from being in Canada, been over here, you've been fortunate enough to come over a couple of times. And, you know, I love the atmosphere.
Have you seen the Saboka hit either live or on replay? And what do you think?
I can't call. I haven't seen it yet. No.
Ralph talked this morning about the power plays, the catalyst for you guys, and once again, just you had that chance earlier. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think our kill really stepped up. You know, our power play. I think, you know, we need to simplify a little bit. We need to, you know, start creating around the net. You know, and once we do that, you know, the seams, you know, usually start to open for us when we got guys that can find them. So, yeah, it was a little disappointing from that front tonight.
Are you surprised at all by the snarl in this game, the physicality in this game? I mean,
No, I mean, you guys have been around each other a lot this week. You know, I think the anticipation has been there. You know, so, you know, I think there was a lot of it early and kind of both teams kind of started, you know, settling into it and you know, kind of keeping it going. And, you know, it was a fun atmosphere to play.
And how does that snarl kind of set it up for tomorrow where you play the same team again?
Yeah, I mean, from our perspective, you know, we got another shot at them. So, yeah, you know, we came over here to play two games, and, you know, we got to salvage the trip a little bit.
Thank you, Sam.
Sam Reinhardt on the post game. Guys, back to you.
All right, Brian, that'll do it for the network portion of our post game show today, the Paul William Belts post game show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll continue here on WGR in Buffalo, talking about today's Sabres game against the Lightning, and also we'll hear from Ralph Krueger as we do that. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with Paul Hamilton and Joe DiBiase, our producer, Brian Koziol on site in Stockholm. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Welcome back to the Paul William Belts post-game show. The Sabres just wrapped up an afternoon game. Well, afternoon game for us. Night game for them in Sweden, and they fall to the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 in regulation. The Sabres' record now 9-5-2, hanging on to one of those top three spots, but the Lightning are coming, and so might be other teams. The Sabres were 8-1-1 to start the year and are since then 1-4-1 in their last six.
Yeah, they're really, I mean, tomorrow, I mean, you know, it's you know, November. It's early November at that, but, you know, they played a lot of hockey, they had success, they were high in the standings, and then they've had, for all intents and purposes, like almost a week off before they played this game, so everybody else has been playing, and they're just standing still, And now they lost this game. They didn't even get a loser point, a bonus point for getting to overtime. And so they're still standing still. Now, if they have a similar fate tomorrow and come out of that game without anything, then they wait another 6 days until they play again, or 5 days until they play
Thursday.
Again, next Thursday. So yesterday feels like tomorrow feels like a day. You want to slap 2 points up on that total and then come home and wait until Thursday. You know, it's a long way to go without having points in games if they don't get anything tomorrow.
Well, they'll do well to win. I mean, Tampa's good, and I don't know. Are the Sabres good? They have the good record, or they kind of had they had a good record. Now it's pretty good. I don't know. I mean, they'll be an underdog if you care about spreads and such with hockey games, which, you know, it seems like we almost never talk about that. But Buffalo against Tampa, they'll do a good job to win the game tomorrow if they can. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Brian Koziol is the regular host of the postgame show, but he is in Sweden. Took the trip, was in the locker room, you might have heard him, and we will have him on in just a moment. Also, we'll hear from Ralph Krueger, and his comments will be brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. Here is Brian Koziol from Stockholm. Brian, how was it?
Hey, guys. Well, it was the first NHL game I obviously have seen outside of North America. It was a pretty good atmosphere. The crowd was into it. I was surprised of how many Tampa fans were in the building. In fact, if I was going to put a number on it, I would say they outnumbered the Sabres fans. I mean, I was impressed walking the streets the last 2 days and being at some of the various tourist attractions, how many Sabres fans there were. But in the building tonight, there was quite a bit of a good Lightning contingent. I know they probably had a little more to cheer for along the way, but definitely, I would say, at least half the building tonight, I think, was probably traveling from either the Buffalo area or the Tampa area.
I mean, I don't know how hard I want to try to figure that out. Tampa's been an excellent team for a pretty long time now, and the Sabres have not. And Victor Hedman has been a star in the league and is a star in Sweden much longer than Rasmus Dahlin, who just got here last year. So, like, establishing a following, Hedman has had a pretty big head start, if that is indeed what is the genesis of that.
Yeah, I think that definitely had something to do with it. I mean, he definitely got the largest ovation during the pregame introductions when Tampa scored their second goal, which the crowd and everybody in the building thought Hedman may have had before they ended up giving it to Killorn on the tip. The place went bonkers. I don't know if Eichel passed on the pregame ceremony just as a nice thing to do or if they actually arranged it, but they had Hedman take the faceoff with Johansson. Just, again, being a native here, when they did the ceremonial puck drop, Marcus Naslund, the former Canuck, actually dropped it. So I don't know if they'll do that again tomorrow with two more Swedish foreign players or not, but that was something at center ice. And there were a lot of Dahlin jerseys, but I think Hedman is clearly the most popular player here amongst all of them. I mean, for the Sabres to have 6 born players here from Sweden, that's the most in the NHL. And Tampa technically only has 1 with just Hedman. But they seemed as though they had a large following for him.
I don't know how I would decide who my favorite team would be if I lived in another country. And I don't know that it would have anything to do with how many guys from my country are on a given team. Maybe it would. But it's not going to be automatic, of course. I'm just impressed that so many people went over there, including you. I think it's cool that you went, and I hope it was cool for you. I'm sure it was. What about the game overall, Brian? Like, what about the game aspect of this? Did you think the Sabres played well and just lost to a better team or just one of these games or something else?
Well, I thought they came out ready to go. I mean, I know that they didn't score. And Ralph Krueger, if you haven't played that yet, I assume you haven't. If you play it, he talked about that. He thought they came ready to go. I mean, that has been something that has been ailing them over the last handful of games is that they've been playing from behind. But I thought the first 4 or 5 minutes they looked good, didn't score, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's 2-0 in a little ways after it. So they seem to be playing from behind a little bit from that. I thought Tampa controlled things through most of the second period and early third, and then I think the Sabres kind of got themselves going once they realized, hey, we can play with these guys. And Allmark, I thought, was very, very good. And I know Krueger was asked afterwards with how good he was, would he consider playing him again? And I know he has yet to play either goalie 2 in a row in any scenario of back-to-back this year. So I'm guessing if we, you know, go by those sort of things, it probably would be Hutton. I don't know if he would view this as a special circumstance or not. He seemed to downplay thinking that Allmark might go again tomorrow, but he did leave it open. He didn't say no.
It would surprise me if he did, but
yeah, it really would surprise me. Yeah.
Maybe.
Are you going to tomorrow's game too? You didn't just go for this game. You're going to stay for tomorrow, I hope.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent. We've been doing some fun tourist things during the last few days that we've been here during the day. We'll do some more tomorrow, and then we'll be at the game again tomorrow night. So we'll have some more post game reaction again, and hopefully some more good pictures along the way. It's such the building itself. I'm sure on TV you can't see it. It is. I know we've talked so much before about how the Canadian buildings are steeper because of just, you know, how they can build them here. This one was as steep as I've ever seen. I mean, it's virtually almost like a sphere, and the ceiling goes up. The acoustics in this building are incredible. Like, you can hear, I feel like you could hear conversations on the ice with the players while play was going on. Everything just had a little extra sound to it. I thought the sound in this building really popped. It was a fun place to watch a game.
Good for you, Brian. Congratulations. Nice to talk to you, and sorry in advance for all the awful email you'll get about us filling in for you. Sorry.
No problem. I'm sure two is better than one, right? I'm sure you guys did a great job.
Well, it remains to be seen. Thank you, Brian.
I appreciate your confidence. All right. Safe travels, man. Best to you and the family. All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Brian Koziol reporting from Stockholm. Let's hear Ralph Kruger's comments about today's game. Once again, brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney.
Layoff maybe contributed to some of the physicality out there, and it seemed like it was an intense matchup between two teams who wanted to play some hockey.
Yeah, I don't think the layoff really had anything to do with the storyline. I feel that both teams understand the competitiveness of our division, and this first challenge between us is worth more than just 2 points, and I think that's why you had that intensity tonight.
Second row, Mike.
Ralph, NBC clearly caught you talking to Chris Lee about the Sabatka hit. I mean, your view on that was low and late, I assume, and what was his response to it?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's something I can't control, the decisions that are being made, and they didn't commit one way or the other. You know, obviously, without a call, their decision was it was a fair hit. That was their decision, and you know, we need to move on, whether we like it or not. Everybody can look at that video and make their own decision on it.
Back right, standing up.
Coach, what did you get from the feeling and from the Swedish-born players? Did you have any extra words for them or something to say to them before the game of note, from anything different from that you'd normally say before a game?
Well, I think we really felt a good spirit from them this week, and the emotions around hearing your anthem at an NHL game were high, and I thought we came out of the gates in a good way, but we didn't do anything special with them. It was business as usual for us tonight, and you know, doing all we could to try to end up on the right side of the score. And you know, we're very disappointed with the final result and come out fighting tomorrow, because these guys are proud to be here at home, and you know, they want to change this storyline.
Back right,
Coach. How would you describe Linus Ullmark tonight, and is there a chance we'll see him in net tomorrow as well?
So first question, Linus played outstanding. He truly gave us a chance. We didn't give up that many chances tonight, but the ones we gave up, there was some great A's in there that we would we would have liked to have defended better. But he gave us a chance to stay in the game, and the guys showed a lot of resilience coming back and twice and continually trying to change the score. And Linus was a big part of us being resilient and competing really, really hard. And on the goalie tomorrow, we'll make that call in the morning.
We'll do two more for Ralph, front left.
First thing, is there an initial diagnosis on Sabatka?
He's definitely not going to play tomorrow. Definitely. And I better not say anything else, but we'll check him out on Monday.
Okay, and then you talked this morning about the offense and still at work. What did you see from it today?
Yeah, I thought that, you know, our power play had a couple of opportunities today, you know, which is a little below average maybe in the league, but it was, we just couldn't get that energy going off the power play. Our offense definitely needs to desperately want to shoot more and create more pucks to the net. I think we did create chances, and we were in their end in opportune situations where we didn't get the shots we needed to create more pressure on their net, and we'll definitely be speaking about that. But generally, again, the effort was there, the compete was there, the attempt to change that score that went awry in the first period for multiple reasons was there, and let's carry that energy into tomorrow.
Last question, front right, Sergei.
I guess you kind of touched on that. I was curious if you can offer any takeaways or something that you hope to carry over to tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, they're a very good hockey team. I mean, a compliment to them for winning today. And, you know, we saw the level they can go at, and they're a very physical team. And, you know, we're gonna have a few hours now to look at things tonight and look in the morning, and, you know, what and where we'll adjust, you know, will be decided in that process. Right now, you just kind of digest the game. It's good to go back and look at the pictures, and we'll try and find some opportunity within this experience today.
Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you.
Ralph Krueger, a question or two about Linus Ullmark, who was strong today. We have Brian on the line to discuss Ullmark. Hi, Brian.
I quickly wanted to say I believe he earns another shot at this if it's tomorrow or the next game at home in Buffalo. But he stood on his head making spectacular saves again tonight. The offense did well with that one line. But again, if the Sabres coach, and I'm looking to throw two people out, it'd probably be Bruce DeLinen would be my first choice, or Gilmore. And the second one, I would have to severely think about it and then look at it. And maybe Miller might be good just to rest the game, just like Bruce DeLinen, and see what you got with the couple of defensemen that you brought up.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Ullmark, he was strong, and we'll call him today's high-impact player of the game, brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours.
Yeah, he 31 saves on 34 shots. I said it already a few times. I don't think there's any way you could really find any fault on the three goals that were scored. The first one, the Kucherov goals off a perfect saucer pass across the crease to Kucherov on a two-on-one. I mean, beat that. Then you've got a deflection for the second goal. The third goal is a play that a rebound that bounces out in front of him. He's guarding the left post, and there's two Lightning players. The first one whiffs on it because the puck is bouncing. The second one nails it. They're both open and uncovered and able to shovel a puck into the net. So, you know, with that said, I'd be stunned if he played again tomorrow, though. I don't think this coach is about like who's hot, who's not. It's load management and being smart. And Hutton has not played a hockey game since last Saturday night in Buffalo when they lost to the Islanders. So I would assume that he will get in.
Yeah, I agree. That's what should happen, I think.
And same for Tampa. Like, I would expect McElhenney to get this game tomorrow night for Tampa.
But I don't mind if Ullmark ends up playing more games the rest of the way. If he's good, I mean, you would do
same
that.
Yep.
And it's a good sign whenever he is. I mean, last year we went into the season expecting a lot from him, and it got rough in net for both guys.
Really did. Yeah, he was, like, maybe this early in the season, maybe a little later than this, it looked like he was starting to take over, and then it just really derailed.
Where was the game? Montreal? There was a game where you just couldn't almost believe it. Like, what is going on? And they might have even hung in there. There was a game in Montreal, I think, when I remember thinking that.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Right.
Take it.
Right. Yeah. So it didn't materialize, and, you know, we'll see. They have been riding pretty hot goaltending through the start of this season here, and that was, you know, expected to come back to earth, and it probably is and will continue to.
The Sabres have four games being a division rival with Tampa Bay, and they're all by the end of 2019. There's this game today and then one tomorrow. They play them again the Monday before Thanksgiving in Tampa, and then New Year's Eve here. That'll be it.
All right.
Until the playoffs.
Right.
All right, let's wrap here the Paul William Belts post-game show. The Sabres fall to the Lightning in Stockholm 3-2. They will play again tomorrow at 1 hour time, so noon pregame on WGR for this one. Thanks for listening. We will take a break and then come right back, and it'll still be us talking.
Just probably not about hockey anymore.
Not only about hockey.
Right.
At least. Picks.
Some football into it.
Picks. Give some concert tickets away. Who knows what else. Thanks for listening to the Paul William Belts pregame postgame show. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Lines open at 803-0550. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.